At the end of the parasha, we have a famous Rashi. The Yikra Shem Amokum Masim Rival Riv Bnei Yisrov Al Nasesim Es Hashem Lemar Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imoyim. Klai Yisrov says, we have Hashem. Yavar Amalek Ve'ilochim Yisrov Berefidim. This is a very, very extreme Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean? Hayesh Hashem b'kibbein oyin. Rashi says a famous mashal. What's the mashal? The mashal is, la'odim shehirki b'nei ha'ksefai, v'yotzel ha'derech. A person puts his son on his shoulders, begins shopping. Hoya oisav ben roya chayfetz v'aymer. Kid saw something. Abatul chayfetz, I want it. Father gives him. Noise, family. Noise, chayin shini v'chayin shishis. The kids are going shopping. Kids writing in the policy, he says, Tati, I want this. Tati, Shlishis, three times he says, until the guy ran out of patience. Anyway, they're going down the supermarket there. Pogu ba'odim echa, they met somebody, Omole Isa Ben. So the son says, Ra'isa is Abba, did you see my Tati? No, Efta's in the scene. He's sitting on the guy's shoulders, and you're busy taking things, putting it into a shopping wagon. He meets the guy, he says, did you see my father anywhere? You see my father around? The Tata said, "You don't know where I am." He says, "So like for yourself, you're not riding on me piggyback anymore." And the door came and bit him. That's Vayova Amalek. Why don't I say Tifazach? We all know the Chazal Darshan. Vayovay Amalek Vayelochim Yisrael Berefidim. Chazal Darshan was Refidim. Sherofu Yedei Minatayra. This is Chazal Darshan. Refidim is from Shvachkeit, a weakness. So that was a weakness. A lack of motivation, a lack of cheshek. So in general, Amalek is a lack of cheshek, a lack of motivation, because Amalek is Ashakor Chabadara, he's cold. He cools everything down. The person has a brain. What's the nekuda? I think in a very, very deep way, it's connected to this story of the guy riding the piggyback. The Netziv over here says in the parasha, what does it mean that the Klai Yisrael said, Hayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu amoyin? You're talking about a Klai Yisrael that's after Kriyas Yamsu, after Sas Makas. What does it mean? What does that mean? They're a koifer? Because the Peshad, he says in the Netziv, Amor Yudhikazach, that Avad that they believed in the Nisim that happened. They saw it with their own eyes. Hayesh b'kibbeinu oyin means, but we're going now into a life of Teva, we're going into natural life. And we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our natural life. That's what it means. Mustamit it's closest to Poshe Pshat. What's Hayesh b'kibbeinu oyin? They denied what happened. But the Vardas would say to them, but we don't feel that in everyday life. When you don't feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everyday life, that's Amalek. Amalek says that there's no God in the world, there's no Hashem in the world, there's no anything in the world. Everything's Teva, everything's Mikra, right? Ashakor Chabaderech. Mikra. It happened. Arai, Rashi says over there in Parshas Kiseisa, right? What's Rashi saying Kiseisa over there on the Lashon of Korcha in the end? What's up, Rashi doing? I always like to speak about Parsha Zohar, it gives the Elam optimism that somewhere the Zman will end. Okay. What? What say? Halavai what? I should be optimistic. Rashi says, Loshen Mikra, Loshen Keri, Vituma. Dovrachar Kor, three pshatim. Tuma, cooling off, and Mikra, everything is a Mikra. So, Zokhtin Etziv, Amari the Kazakh. That when Kaisel says Hayesh Elokim b'kirbi, it's referring to in everyday life. Do I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which means, by the way, that raises the bar on the Mashal of Rashi. We understand that the Mashal of Rashi, that the kid's riding on the father's shoulders, right? And he says, give me this, give me that. It's talking about supernatural events, right? You don't see the father? I understand. You did a Kriyas Yamsuf. Is that Nishtatata? You did an Aseres Makos. You don't see a father? But according to the Netziv, that this is going on natural life. So the Moshal of Rashi is going on everyday life. Everyday life, right? You go to the store and you say, I want that. I want that. And you're riding on the shoulders of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in everyday life. Normally we understand, the mashal is a weird mashal, by the way. I understand, the kid doesn't know that he's riding the shoulders of his father. What type of mashal? What type of mashal is that, by the way? The answer is that lefid and itziv, we understand the mashal, because lefid and itziv, the pshat is, you're riding on the fathers. You say, give me that, but you don't realize you're saying to your father, give me that. So we also do today, which we're exactly like the kid in the mashal. Give me that, 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 give me that. And then the rest of the day, we don't, we forget the Eibishta. That's the yisoid of the mashal according to the Netziv, that it's going on natural life. And in everyday life, we ride the shoulders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't always realize it, we don't always feel it, we don't always connect it, we don't always remember it. And on that, Amalek comes. What does that have to do with Rafu Yudei Min HaTorah? So I want to tell you, Amorit HaKazach, what the pshat is. We said already, I said a number of years ago, that there's a Amorit HaKazach in this week's parasha. V'yoyim HaShem HaMoshe, hinni mamti lachem lachem min HaShemayim, v'yotza om v'lokdu dvar yoyim b'yoyim ulamana nasenu hayelich b'tarasi imloy. Klai Yisrael is going to be malakit the mon every day. Lamana nasenu, so nisoyin, they're going to go on the path of Torah or not. So the pasuk's a pella. By the way, the Eilu realizes that it's the only place in the Torah Kedoshah where it says such a lashon, that if you're going to do this and this, anasenu hayelach b'tarazia, you're going to go on the path of Torah. By the way, it's so unique that the same pasuk appears in Parashas Ekev, also about the mon, word for word. It's mapal tekezach. In Parashas Ekev, it says the same thing. What does it say? It says in Parshas Ekev, in the beginning of the Ekev, it says like this. Here. Zechartos kol ha-derech, leman ha-noyscho le-nasoyscho le-das, ha-sishmor mitzvoyso v'mloy. Same thing. There's a nisayin. So it's interesting. The Ramban in both places said word for word the same shot. Literally word for word. The Ramban says in both places that there was a tremendous nisayin by the mon that it came. And then the next day, it melted by noontime. And then you're stuck. You have no parnasa. You don't have a family business. You don't have a degree. You don't have a cradle check. You're in a midbar alone. And nothing. You're relying that next morning there's going to be mon again. You know what type of life that is? So the Ramban says they panicked. Shteita on the Torah, that if you pass this test, you're guaranteed the Yelech B'Tarasis. The way it does not say this anywhere else in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere else. Yelech B'Tarasis. If you can pass this test of living like that, where you see that you're relying on the Eibush that tomorrow is going to give you, that's called Yelech B'Tarasis. You're on the right track. You're going to be okay. What's state in this zach? State amori de kazach. The Sasemis explains. He doesn't mean the Rambam, but he explains. The pshat is amori de kazach. The pshat is that the Eibush does mechadosh the bria every day. A mechadosh betuvah b'chol yom tov. We just said this morning. The Eibush recreates the bria every second. The real mitzias of the bria is that be'etzem we live like mon. That means we get up in the morning, right? A guy has a job. A guy has parnasa. Or if you will talk yeshivish, his wife has a parnasa. Okay, and to be politically correct, okay, and see, yeah, but also, see, you rely on the fact that the check's coming in, okay, the check's coming in. What you say? It's not like that. Every day is a whole new thing. It's a whole new bria because every day is mechadosh the bria every day, every second. Every second is a new bria. So the pshat in the pasuk is that if you want to connect to Torah. If you want to connect to the hischachos of Torah, if you want to connect to the pnimius of Torah, then you have to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. You have to find it. So if you're able to live in a way of mon, you live like that. Every day I see a new Bria, I see a new hischachos. I see the Eibushda in the Bria. Then you can connect to Torah. Because Torah is the hischachos of the Bria. Torah is the pnimius of the Bria. Bekitzur, I'll say it in a very, very practical lashon. If you connect to the Eibushda, then you can connect to Torah. And if you're not connected to the Eibishter, then you're not connected to Torah, because Torah is the Eibishter. And the way to connect to the Eibishter is to see that the Eibishter creates the world every second. Chazal say Amor de Galoshin. Le'nitna Torah ela la'ich le'amon. Torah is given to Eich le'amon. There's a lot of pshat and why. I will feed this to the pshat. The pshat is because the Eich le'amon lived with a cognizance and an awareness that the Eibishter is mechadosh the world every second. That's how they lived. You imagine what type of life that is? You know what type of life that is? But the point is, you live with his chachas every day. It's a moir de gazach. The mon was a moir de gazach. My shverah said over at my ofrof, I remember, he said a moir de gazach. He wanted to describe what marriage is. What's marriage? The bacham always looking at and say, what is marriage? He said, I'll tell you what it is. Marriage is what happened by the mon. The mon came down every day, and depending whether you were a tzaddik or rosh or a beinoni, it depended how close to your tent in the midbar they came down. The guy was a tzaddik, came to his door. A guy was a block away, two blocks away. I think the Kotzke Rebbe said, imagine a guy's on the Metz, I tell you, a big gadol, he gets it every day by his doorstep on the doormat next to the newspaper, he has his mon. Yeah. Then one night he says to his wife, Ishtikul Lashon Hara. Yeah, that was a Geshmak Hazach, he came back. He says to Lashon Hara to his wife. The next morning, down the block. He's down the block. So all Klaisel says, Reb Shmolka's mon, did you see? They say more Lashon Hara, right? Reb Shmolka's mon is down the block. What happened? So the Elam says, Reb Shmolka, everything okay? Does he need to do tshuva, bring a chatos? Awesome. What exactly was the level? If it's five blocks away, so then they know already. He's gobble, right? Pachad de kazach. Imagine what type of life that is. So my shver said, that's marriage. It's transparent. There's somebody who knows exactly where you're holding. Everybody knows. All your secrets are out. Yeah, all your shvachkain are out. All your midas roas are out. So if you find your wife one morning a block away from you, okay, it means that you're, what do you call it? You're ice gobble. Life's transparent. That was his uplifting speech at my offer.
What partial was it?
I don't know, it was in the summer, so somewhere in Dvarim, I don't know. I spoke about every Gufay Konui, but Akabonim, that's a different topic. Yeah? What?
Sounds traumatic.
It wasn't traumatic, it was traumatic for you. But for me, it wasn't. I was waiting my whole life to speak. Yeah. Listen carefully. That's the mon. So the mon, Lenitna Torah El Eich Lamon means, there's no Torah without a Kosh Bochum. There's no Torah without being mechaber to the Bria. There's no Torah without davening. There's no Torah without v'loktud v'yoyim v'yoyimai. There's no Torah without that. I saw Moir de Kisvasemis. I don't remember if I said it over. Did I say over the Svasemis about Seder Advarim and davening by Meir Ben Shachris? Not here on Fridays, right?
Yeah, I said it.
I said it? Fridays? I'll say it again, though. It's on point. Svasemis says, Rabbi Schiff didn't hear it. Correct? The Svasemis says, Amori de Kisach, Parshas Vayetze. He says, we find, both by Shachris and by Ma'ariv, a Moir de Kaseder, the first bracha of Brichas Kriya Shema is about the Bria, Ma'ariv Arovim, or Yoetz HaMoiris. And the second bracha is about Torah. What's the Seder? The Seder is, if you don't see the Eibush in the Bria, you have no Shachris to Torah. There's a Medrash in the end, there's a Tanchum in the end of Zayis HaBracha. That a person who sees the sun come up in the morning and he doesn't make a bracha of Yetzar, and he sees the sun set at night, he doesn't make a bracha of Ma'av Ravim, he's Mason. He's a Mason. He's dead spiritually. He doesn't have a chias. He's not alive. He's not connected to the Bria. Memela Moiv Rabbeisai, Vibalt Lenit Natara Lerch Lamon, Vibalt, if you want to know if you have Shachas to Torah, you have to have Veloktud Vayoyim Vayoyimai. So that's the pshat why when Amalek comes, there's a rifyan in Torah. Because Amalek causes you that you don't see the Eibishter, even though you're riding on his shoulders. That causes a rifyan in learning. If you're not connected to the Eibishter, then you can't learn Torah, because Torah is the Eibishter. That's the posh pshat in Rofu Yedeya Min HaTorah.